Thanks for tuning in to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Since 2015, Dr. Youngblood has taken scores of questions and comments on the challenging issues of the day with a goal of motivating and informing listeners to examine the issues from a central biblicist worldview. Currently, this broadcast is heard on three regional stations in Florida and Georgia. Dr. Youngblood's expository preaching is heard on two stations in Ohio and Virginia, as well as Brunswick, Georgia, St. Augustine, and Jacksonville, Florida. There's now a great opportunity to expand this vital ministry to other cities, and we sincerely need your help to accomplish this mission. Your support in any amount is needed to take this next step in sharing God's truth in a relevant, lively, and timely way. Thanks for your willingness to support this broadcast as we prepare to face the issues on a broader scale. Please go to fcbcatjax.com and click the donation button, or send your best gift to First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32258. Attention Radio.
Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood.
Ladies and gentlemen, our subject today, the issue that we're speaking on today, is moral suicide. It is the recruitment, the indoctrination, the brainwashing of the sexualization of our sons and daughters in our public arena, especially through the public school system that's taking place today. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about what is being done, what we should do about it, and how we should respond to it. But I believe, ladies and gentlemen, America is at the lowest level morally and ethically and biblically and spiritually today than in the history of our nation. I believe it's part and parcel as a result of the Biden administration, what the Biden administration is doing. The Biden administration, ladies and gentlemen, let me just put it very clearly. The Biden administration has a goal. They have an aim. They have an ambition. Their design purpose is to undermine, tear down, eviscerate, destroy the moral, ethical, biblical foundation, the Judeo-Christian foundation in America. Psalms 11:3 says, if the foundations be destroyed, what can the righteous do? We need to recognize, ladies and gentlemen, if we allow this to continue to its ultimate destination, it will destroy the faith, the family, and the freedoms that we so enjoy in America today. The Biden administration is at work with an agenda of destroying America morally, ethically, financially, militarily, and politically. That's the goal. You've heard Biden use the term to build back better. That's a Karl Marx Marxist mindset, that you've got to tear everything down to build it back better. And the better, as they call it, is a socialist, Marxist, communist agenda. And so we're watching the evisceration of our nation. The question is, will you sit? Will you continue to be in silence? Or will you stand and stand up, speak up, be heard, and be seen in relationship to it? I'm looking at an article that says seven things that God hates. And I'll just read you a portion of it that gives the illustration. And it goes back to what our previous caller said about going back to the church's responsibilities. This article says there are many today who will repeat the only things they've ever been taught in church. God is love. Do not judge. Most people today, being biblically illiterate, will also mix cultural ideas with scripture, believing them to be scriptural. Such ideas include social justice, the LGBTQIP slogan and agenda, love is love, my body is my choice, to name just a few. Biblical illiteracy is shamefully prevalent and getting worse. Hating what God hates is biblical. But our pastors today will never teach you that from the pulpit, end quote. And it goes on to give the statistical data in relationship to pastors and the percentages of the pastors that have a biblical worldview. And ladies and gentlemen, it is astounding when you understand that only 13%, according to the Barna Report, only 13% of teaching pastors have a biblical worldview. 13%. You might say, what does it mean to have a biblical worldview? It means that you look at everything that's happening in society, socially, ethically, morally, spiritually, theologically, doctrinally, politically, militarily. You look at all that is happening through the prism of the Scripture. What does the Scripture say? How should we respond to it based on the authority of the Word of God? That's called having a biblical, and I've called it for many, many years, a central biblicist worldview. And that's what I believe we need to have today as Christians, so that we can discern truth from error, so that we can discern what needs to be done based on the authority of the Scripture and take a stand in carrying out what God mandates that we do as Christians, and in particular as Christian pastors, and be salt and light in our churches as God has called us to do. Ladies and gentlemen, the taxpayers today, unknown by many in America, the taxpayers are funding the murder via abortion on a massive scale in America. In fact, ladies and gentlemen, part of the taxpayer dollars that goes into the coffers of the U.S. government funding a large portion of what's being given to Planned Parenthood. Planned Parenthood now have for years pervaded and prevailed in their pervasive training and teaching materials in the classroom, so that it will promulgate further illicit immoral sexual activity to produce more abortions, which produces more dollars for the Planned Parenthood agenda. Comes out of Margaret Sanger's idea of destroying the black race. That was the whole reason for Planned Parenthood. This is the reason the overwhelming majority of the Planned Parenthood locations are found in lesser fortunate communities, including Hispanic and black neighborhoods, because Margaret Sanger's goal was to destroy the black person, saying that they didn't have the same intelligence that others have. And ladies and gentlemen, that is unknown, and it is now being discovered by many, many, many black families, and they're switching from Democrat to Republican, knowing that even though the Republicans, a lot of them are rhinos and do not stand for truth, but knowing that they, at least there is the opportunity to go into a party level and vote for those that's going to stand against murder by way of abortion. Ladies and gentlemen, Joe Biden is also forcing Christians, medical doctors, and the medical world to participate in the transsexual, transgender surgeries. The Biden administration, ladies and gentlemen, is now talking about withholding school lunch funding unless the schools allow the boys into the girls' showers. Let me read this brief article, then we'll take our next caller. This article says the Biden administration agenda for demanding that schools open their restrooms and showers to students of either sex by highlighting what the administration actually is requiring. That would be that kids be allowed to starve if the schools fail to cooperate with Biden's pro-transgender agenda. The Biden administration wants kids to starve, to go hungry, if the schools don't let boys use girls' showers, bathrooms, locker rooms, and restrooms. That's based on the actual requirements demanded by Joe Biden, this article says. That would be that if schools do not allow open to anyone access to showers, locker rooms, bathrooms, the school wouldn't qualify for the benefits of the National School Lunch Program, according to the report. Quote, the National School Lunch Program feeds approximately 30 million kids nationwide every day. But now, getting access to the federal funds for the program will come with the huge catch. K through 12 schools must allow boys into girls' bathrooms and locker rooms and showers if they want to continue receiving funds for the school lunch program. Biden said he was reinterpreting the prohibition of discrimination based on sex found in Title IX of the Educational Amendment of 1972, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Ladies and gentlemen, we're watching the push to demoralize, to sexualize, to recruit, and to bring about moral suicide in America. It's being pushed from the top down. And I think it's time, as moms and dads and grandparents, that we say enough is enough. I've said for years and years and years, ladies and gentlemen, take your child out of the governmentally controlled indoctrinational centers that's called the school system. Take them out. Put them in private schools, Christian schools, home school. Any mom, any mother can teach more academics in this home in 3 hours than the public school system can do in an eight-hour day. It's time that we fight back as Christians. I believe we have Glenn on the line. Glenn, go with the question or comment, please.
Well, how are you today?
I'm doing great. I pray you are.
I think We have the responsibility to boldly take a stand. Everyone points at the problems in the world, and it's why won't somebody do something? That somebody is the Christian. Not just the pastor from the pulpit and or the deacons or the Sunday school teachers. It's the people in the pew. They need to stand up and let their voices be heard. In Matthew chapter 5, verse 13, he says, "You are the salt of the earth, but if the salt loses its flavor, how shall it be seasoned? It is then good for nothing but to be thrown out and trampled underfoot by men. You are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hidden. Nor do they light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on a lampstand. And it gives light to all those who are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven." And then in Mark chapter 9 at verse 50, it says, "Salt is good, but if the salt loses its flavor, how will you season it? Have salt in yourselves and have peace with one another." We're supposed to be salt and light. Salt is a preservative. It's actually, I mean, it stings if you get it in a wound, but it's actually cleaning the wound. The light, hey, you turn the lights on, the roaches run. If nobody's bringing attention to it and taking a stand, nothing's going to change. It's only going to get worse. And the more that we acquiesce, the more that we bend over and say, "Oh, you know, I'm just cowering down. I don't want to get hit by the media or the politicians. I don't want anybody to think I'm a bad person because I don't agree with everybody else's lifestyle." Then the lights are off and your salt has lost its savor. It's not good for anything. So we're supposed to take a stand. Back to that issue with the ball players. I believe that was the Tampa Bay Rays. The ones who took a stand have been attacked by the media, castigated by your LGBTQ or whatever groups, okay? The players, the pitchers, Jason Adam, Jalen Beeks, Brooks Raley, Jeffrey Springs, and Ryan Thompson, they stuck their necks out and said, "We're not going to put the LGBTQ logo on our shirt and wear it. We're not going to do it because we're Christians. We're going to take a stand for Christ, and he would not allow us to do this." It's very interesting that the same folks that say, "Well, you need to accept my lifestyle, you need to be in agreement with everything that's going on," because those folks are standing up for their beliefs. Wow. So the Christians are not allowed to stand up for their beliefs, but every corrupt, moral, and unethical value is brought to the forefront and is a protected species? What is this? It's because Christians are not taking a stand. They're not speaking out. I don't know if you already mentioned this or not about them having the month of June, gay or LGBTQ Pride Month, whatever they want to call it. And they're supposed to have a march, a Pride march over the Acosta Bridge on a Sunday, no less. But they're going to have a march over the bridge and celebrate the gay, lesbian pride. Wow. Wow. Supposedly last year, DOT told them that the lighting was not correct for DOT standards, and so it was turned off. Because they were showing the rainbow lights, apparently. And then someone complained, and they turned them back on. Because a handful of people are demanding what they want, and they're being catered to, and Christians are not stepping up. I guarantee you there's more conservative Christians out there than there's the group claiming to uphold their immoral standards. There are more people with moral standards, but they don't say anything. And that's what these folks and these politicians understand. When they start getting phone calls, we start getting emails and letters, okay, my constituents are unhappy. That means voters, all right? That sends them a message. And the Christians need to take a political stand as well as a spiritual stand. It should be manifest. Your spiritual stand should manifest in what you believe, what you say, and who you vote for.
Absolutely. By the way, ladies and gentlemen, this is Glenn, one of our four sons. Glenn is retired law enforcement, Glenn was in law enforcement for less than 100 years, and I'm thankful for his witness for the Lord and his stand for the gospel. Glenn, you touched on that, and I planned on saying that also, so I'm glad you brought it to the forefront. Looking at an article, says the Acosta Bridge is to display the rainbow colors recognizing Pride Month amidst state black backlash of 2021. Pride Month march on the Acosta Bridge was set for June the 12th. And this article says, after facing scrutiny for turning off the rainbow lights during Pride Month last year, Jacksonville Transportation Authority is ensuring residents that the lighting plan is on track for this week. It's for the 6th through the 12th. So, Glenn, let me ask you a question. How should citizens, how should Christians, patriots, conservatives, how should we respond? And you touched on it, so may I just light the fire and say this. I believe we need to blow the mayor's telephone up, not by any extraordinary fashion. I'm talking about just call, call, call. We need to call the mayor's office. Every city councilman needs to be called. We need to call the Department of Transportation and challenge it. We need to go back to the Florida Department of Transportation and challenge it. And some might say, well, it's just going to be a week, so why should we get involved? We should invest our time, as you touched on so succinctly, investing our time, talent, treasure, and testimony, that our light might shine, that our salt might be might not lose its savor, that will be salt and light in a dying, darkened society in which we're living in. Do you think it's right, Glenn? What are your thoughts? I understand it. I need you to speak to the issue, respond to it. How should the citizens, multitudes that listen to this broadcast today, how should they respond to the fact that we have tax money, state money, local money being spent to light the bridge with the sodomite colors in order to celebrate a lifestyle of immorality that God destroyed two cities because of it?
Ladies and gentlemen, this is your tax money at work. This is your tax money at work. They don't just march across the bridge. They have to shut the bridge down. It requires police officers on both sides, okay, to make sure that traffic doesn't run up on the bridge while there are people walking across the bridge. It doesn't matter what the parade was for. You're going to spend your tax money is being spent to guard those people and to shut down that bridge, which is also a bridge you paid for transportation. So you just have to find an alternate route. So if they're making provisions for special interest groups, which is what this is, because somebody wanted it, it's a special interest group. It's nothing to do with the regular tax-funded public safety, streets, drainage, all these things that the money's supposed to go for. This is a special interest group that's being catered to. Once that door is open, hey, let's have the Easter month celebrated all month long. Let's have some Easter parades. You understand what I'm saying? No, nobody's even thinking about it from that standpoint. They need to be on the phone saying, "Hey, if you're going to benefit this group, why not benefit all the groups?" Well, they're not going to be willing to do that, okay? And it's understandably so. Everybody, every special interest group, it wants to be catered to. Why this group? Why this group? Okay, they're not catering to any Jewish parades, any Christian parades. Or have we seen this? Nope. Someone has to do something. Everybody thinks someone will do something, but nobody wants to get involved, so nobody does it.
Well, Glenn, that's the reason I've said for years and years and years with issues like that, I believe there needs to be about 20, 30, 40, 50 citizens in Duval County that will stand up and be willing to file a class action suit, even if it has to be filed pro bono, to file that suit to stop this once and for all. We need to get their attention, and the only way to get their attention is by votes and is, secondly, by class action suit to stop it. Glenn, hold your thought there just for a moment. I believe we have Jose on the line. Jose, go over the question or comment, please.
Yeah, it is so sad to see how perverted the liberals have been portraying their agenda. It's a perversion, it's vile, it's evil, and it's wicked. And you see all these people playing the victim card always. You have to be sorry for them because they have been discriminated. But yeah, when you give in a fingernail, they want to take the whole arm. And they want you to bow down to their demands. And this is what they do. And unfortunately, we had a coward, a spineless, rhino mayor in the city that he bows down to whatever the special interest wants. You know what I mean? It is sickening to see these people. What are they proud of? I mean, this is sickening, brother. And I know that the Bible talks about the rainbow. Can you remind the listeners and those that maybe don't know the history of the rainbow, that what the Bible talks about it and why God give us that as a symbol, as a sign of the rainbow. And these people have kidnapped that beautiful biblical symbol. But we Christians need to remind the people that what they're doing, they're using it for the evil purpose. Because the devil is always a copycat. They're trying to copy, you know, what is good. But we need to remind the listeners, there's nothing to be proud of when you are mentally and sexually confused. And when you're trying everybody else to bow down to your wicked mental confusion, that's not the American way either. You do whatever you want, but don't force me to bow down to your life. You know what I mean? And that's the problem that we. And unfortunately, many in the pulpit, they don't want to talk about this. The lie is separation of church and state. That's what they say. Or we cannot get political. Wait a minute. There's a lot of guys in the Bible that they were in high office in the government. And they were for the good of the nation that they were in charge of. Joseph, Daniel, David, you know what I mean? All those heroes in the Bible. But nowadays, you got leaders from the pulpit saying, oh, no, 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 you cannot be political. Wait a minute. If we, the Christians, that know the truth, don't get political, the devil will. And that's the end result that we are seeing these days, brother. God bless you, and it'll be a good reminder for the listeners about the rainbow, what the Bible says, what the Bible talks about the rainbow, brother. Thank you very much.
Amen. God bless you. Thank you so much. God bless you, Jose. Glenn, would you take a moment before we take our next call, take a moment and address that issue that Jose brought up. What is the rainbow a symbol of, and what has happened to that symbol, and why is it so egregious?
The rainbow was given by God to Noah as a promise that he would never flood the world again. Okay? A God-given promise and a sign. And the devil took God's given promise and sign of the rainbow and perverted it to stand for whatever lesbian, homosexual, or perverted lifestyle sexually that people want to take pride in the face of God. Isn't it interesting? The devil is a liar and a murderer, and the people who work for him, politicians or otherwise, are working towards that agenda that destroys humanity and thumbs its nose at God. This didn't happen overnight. It's been going on a long time. The world didn't get messed up yesterday. It's been in the process of that for quite some time. When God had enough of it at the days of Noah, only Noah and his family, only 8 people made it onto the boat of salvation. But Noah was inviting people to go with him. How many got on the ark with him? None, just the 8. I'm trying to tell you, it's a slow slide towards destruction. And so long as we tolerate it, because whatever we tolerate will proliferate, meaning whatever we put up with and say, oh, it's not that big of a deal, it's going to get bigger and bigger and bigger until it takes a bite out of you.
Absolutely. Glenn, hold your thought for just one moment. I believe we have Tom on the line. Tom, give me the question or comment, please.
Yes, sir. Dr. Youngblood, I'd just like you to know that I give thanks to God for the Youngblood family.
Amen.
You have raised up some of the finest sons that this country's known. And I know that you do great harm to Satan's agenda. And I really like your proposal about let's have a class action lawsuit to block that. That if the Christians can't use the bridge to march across, then nobody else should be able to either. I'd like to pledge a $500 donation when that suit is filed. And I hope other people will call in and match my pledge.
Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, you're hearing that offer. I encourage you, let's put words aside and put feet on our prayers.
Amen.
And do that which I believe would be effective in getting something turned around and changed. Glenn, how do you respond to Tom's statement?
He's right on the money. Literally right on the money. Until we have skin in the game, it's somebody else's fight. But it's strange. When it directly affects us, then we go, oh, somebody needs to do something. All right? Well, it does directly affect us. It's been affecting our rights and security as American citizens up until this point, but apparently the people who stand up, everybody else goes, oh, well, they got it covered. Well, you know, they're waving a sign. They're protesting abortion. You know, sorry, I opened that door again, but here we go. It's okay for the Democrats to kill babies up to and including birth. All right. Oh, my goodness, but guns are killing babies. I'm not saying that it's not as bad as a child being murdered, because these were murdered with a gun, but they don't even want a restriction on how many babies they can kill unless it's with a gun. Then we got to pull back on that. It's all about taking the Second Amendment right away from us. And once that's done, once it's done, you will have no freedom of religion. You'll have no freedom of speech. You will do exactly what the dictator says. Go to China and look at the China model. How's it working out for them?
Absolutely. Hold your thoughts for just a minute. Brother Tom, how do you respond to that?
I think he's right on. As a matter of fact, I don't believe anything that the Youngblood family puts their mind to that's in the will of God can be stopped. I just honestly believe that, whether it's the abortion issue, whatever, I believe God would back up the Youngblood family 100%. I think the finances will be there. I think the whys and wherefores will be there. But again, I just thank God that he would give me a small part of that. But I say, enough is enough. Let's take a stand and let's file that suit.
Absolutely. Brother Tom, thank you so much for your input. Keep praying that God will allow that. And for our listeners out there, you can make a difference. Each and every one of you listening, you can put feet on the prayers. You can participate and start the fire. It's not me that needs to start. I can say, let's do it and be delighted to join in with it. But we need enough people that's willing to put the, Brother Tom said, the money where the mouth is, and let's do something. Tom, thank you so much for your call today, brother. Keep looking up. Glenn, we've got just a few minutes left on the broadcast. I'm looking at an article that says Pizza Hut faces backlash and boycott after promoting drag kids books for kindergartners. I'm looking at another article that says drag your kids to Pride event sparks outrage and protest. And then Taco Bell having drag queen nights in some of the Taco Bell stores. How do we respond to that? Should we continue to shop, spend God's money out of our pockets for Pizza Hut, for Taco Bell, and for these places that will sponsor drag queen and having the drag textbooks and the drag comic books for the kids? It is the defilement of anything that's called morals and ethics and values. Then we've got about a minute and a half left on the broadcast. I'll put it in your hands to wrap up the show. What do you say and how should we respond? What's the challenge to our listeners today?
Well, I'll quote another wise preacher. I didn't come up with this. He said, people vote with their feet and their checkbooks. Nowadays, I think they use their Visa or MasterCard. But anyway, stop going and stop spending your money at the places that are supporting immoral and unethical values. If they're taking such an outright stand to support the devil's work, stop giving them your money, because they use that money and the proceeds against us. Okay, stop going there. Stop buying the food. State Farm figured this out pretty quick. They had some sort of diversity manager high up that was having some of their State Farm, their franchises, support information. Two books in particular, you may have covered this recently, but they were supporting these two books to go into elementary schools to basically groom the children into accepting the transgender and or lesbian gay lifestyles. Okay? Kindergarten. Well, I'll tell you what, some of the franchisees at State Farm who didn't know about it, they started ringing the phone off the hook at corporate, okay, because they were losing business because the people at the top were promoting immoral, unethical agendas. Stop spending the money at places and stop going to places that promote that lifestyle, the immorality, and the unethical behavior. Disney,
absolutely.
Still feeling.
Glenn, thank you so much for taking time to be with us today. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us on Let's Face the Issues. Looking forward to meeting you next time on the air as once again we face the issues.
Baptist Church and president of Conservative Theological University, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida. Located 1 mile south of I-295, FCBC invites you to tune in nightly 9 to 10 for expository preaching on 91.3, 91.7, and 91.9 FM. You're invited to worship with them. A reminder, CTU is now enrolling students for next semester. Ask about first semester scholarships. Call 1-800-GO-BIBLE.